Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week we're speaking to Michelle. She's the founder of Caboose, a community app for autistic and neurodiverse people to find friends and build their tribe. Seeing her own son suffer from loneliness and disconnection, she felt compelled to do something. Michelle has lived experience and is an active advocate and volunteer in the autistic community. Additionally, Michelle has a professional background in people and culture and has worked with teams across countries and industries. As a chief people officer in technology, she saw the opportunity to leverage her expertise and industry connections to bring Caboose to life.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Hello, Kate.
Hello, Mandy. Coming to you from absolutely freezing Melbourne.
Oh, my gosh.
She has turned.
She's turned. I've got the thermals on, the UGG boots. Yep. So I nearly brought the hoodie, but I was like, no, come on.
No, I've packed my hoodie.
Yeah, have you?
So I'm like, what did I do that for? That was a really stupid decision.
Dressing gown, baby. I got a new one for Mother's Day.
Oh, did you? Hoodie?
No, a new dressing gown.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was really needed. And then Millie said, have you got Molly to smell it? I was like, no.
Oh,
you remember
sure
we used to take her to the shops to smell them?
Yes.
Because she wouldn't come near me if she didn't like the smell of them.
Yes.
So anyway, I just said, so what do you reckon? Does it smell okay? She's like, yep. I'm like, progress.
Otherwise, it could be like the invisibility cloak with Harry Potter.
Yes, exactly. Imagine.
Anyway, we have a lovely guest today.
Yes. Oh, I love these.
Yes,
hearing women doing amazing things.
Yeah, me too.
So would you like to say hello and introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle and I'm the founder of Caboose App, and I can certainly relate to the smell of clothes.
Yes.
I am not one to wear things that smells, and often I can smell things in the street and I go, ooh.
I know.
Yeah, so
you
strong.
You know when you leave something in the washing machine just a little bit too
long?
And you think, I can get away with this. You hang it on the line, you're like, I did not get away with this. I'm rewashing the whole damn lot.
No.
That is the worst smell, I reckon.
It is the worst smell, and you can smell it on other people.
Yes.
Ask them, and then
And I don't judge it because I too have left clothes in the washing machine.
Of course.
But then I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
No one in this house is going to let me get away with that, sadly.
No.
Back in the machine.
No. So let's hear all about you, Michelle.
Yes,
we're going to start with our first question.
Mm-hmm. So, Michelle, do you have a song or a band that you love that pumps you up in the good times or lifts you up in the down times?
Well, I don't listen to music too much these days, only because I find it quite distracting when I'm working, as opposed to my daughter who listens to it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But I really do love the Cheers theme song. It came to me because I was thinking about, you know, this whole connection thing and finding a place where everybody knows your name.
Yes.
Really like the beat to it. And so when you play it, it, you know, it's kind of
what are the words? I didn't watch
Everybody
Cheers.
Everybody knows your name.
Yeah, boom, exactly. Boom, that's boom, it. You can sing. I can't sing. I'm not going to sing it. But yes, everybody knows your name.
So it's, you know, it was a little bar that they used to walk down into, and they
everyone belonged there.
Yeah, and they were all a bunch of people that probably didn't belong.
Yeah, right.
And they all belonged and yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I've been using that actually on some of my posts, and I'm sure that I am the only, you know, old person who remembers.
Well, the millennials will be like, I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Ted Danson.
Correct.
Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie Alley, yeah.
It would have been in the 80s, wouldn't
it? Yeah. I mean, I know it, but I didn't watch it. Yeah.
I didn't watch it that much either. But,
my ex-husband really loved it, so I'm very aware of it, but I haven't watched it for...
I hope we can get it on the Spotify list.
Yeah, I wonder.
Yeah. Anyway, awesome. I'm going to go and listen to it today. Thank you.
Go and listen to it,
What about, did you win any awards at school?
Oh, gosh. Yes. Well, I've won a few awards for netball back in the day.
Here if you need, here if you need.
What position?
I used to play goal defence, so always defence.
Yes.
Not overly tall, which, but anyway, that's the position I played. I wasn't a good runner.
Yeah.
I know how to defend. Yeah. I wasn't a centre because I couldn't keep up.
Centre.
I loved playing goal defence. I was just like, you think you're better than me, goal attack? You think you're the star of the show? Watch out.
Yeah, watch out. Exactly. I was fast on my feet.
Same.
And I also did ballroom dancing back in the day. How daggy is that?
No.
I was actually the other day thought, maybe I will go and learn ballroom dancing.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'll go with my knee, but I just thought, I think I'd like to do that. So once all this, everything's settled in my life, I think I'm going to go and find a class.
Right.
Mm. I don't think it's daggy, obviously.
No.
I think it's awesome. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I won some awards for that.
What was your favourite dance?
Get the full makeup.
Well, I didn't do – well, I wasn't a big makeup person, but I did, a bit of – even the cha-cha type thing. It was pretty cool.
Fun.
Michelle, Queen of the Desert.
Yeah, we used to. We used to always go – because I grew up in the country, we used to always go to, like, the – my parents would call it the old time dances, you know. So we used to, go along right from when we were quite young. So I think it sort of stuck with me and then I did some lessons and all of that.
Cool. So, fun.
Yeah, so fun. Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'd just trip over anyone that I was trying to dance with these days. But who knows,
surprised.
Maybe it comes back.
It's muscle memory.
And our favourite question, why are you a P?
Why am I a P? Well, I have a son who is autistic, ADHD, oppositional defiance, rejection sensitivity. The list can grow. Yeah. And recently my daughter has also been diagnosed with ASD and ADHD. This sort of came about because she has had anorexia the last few years. Prior to that, we probably just wouldn't have really noticed it, mostly because Nick is kind of the more
takes the spotlight.
Challenging. Mm. Yeah. And that sort of led me to think, well, maybe I should go. So I've just recently been going through the process as well.
Right.
It's extremely genetic.
Yes.
It sure is. Yeah. So... and Nick is 19, so I've been a P for a long time.
Yeah.
I think a lot of women are realising now it's a big thing, isn't it? Yeah.
It is. It is. And it sort of makes you laugh then when you think of all the things that that you've kind of rationalised away and you've kind of gone, oh, yeah, that's just, you know, I've got a sensitive smell. Oh, really?
Yes.
A good friend of mine who's moved away to the country messaged me today and she said she's going through the process of getting diagnosed herself and she's my age, so she'd be 50. And I said to her, it's such a lovely feeling to know that that's how your awesome brain works and you're not less than.
Yeah.
And she's
Exactly, yeah. It just explains probably different things, you know, preferences and maybe also explains, some of the challenges you've had, you know, over the time. So,
And you also started an incredible app, which we'll get to, but let's maybe start a little bit in the early years. Can you tell us a little bit what it was like with Nick when he was little?
Yeah, sure. Look, it was pretty challenging. I think there's a couple of blogs on my website that talk about the diagnosis kind of stage. We kind of knew pretty early on that Nick was autistic or that something was going on. And so he was around about one when we first went for some testing, and then two, and then the formal diagnosis really wasn't until he was four.
Right.
Bearing in mind that's nearly 20 years
yes,
ago,
that's
so it's
right.
quite different now.
Yes,
yeah.
Of course.
So, and we started early intervention, and you know, I sort of joke about this sometimes, the amount of things we tried back in those days to support him. It was art therapy, music therapy, you know, social skill group, you know, but it was very difficult for him at educational settings. So childcare, kinder, then school, you know, it was kind of a lot of discussions about how to support him. Now that I'm probably, it sort of feels like I should have known this back then.
Yeah.
But I sort of go, the ADHD actually has been a significant contributor to some of the distress that we've had over the last 10 years at least.
Yours and or his?
His, actually,
I really back that. I think that the autism diagnosis is, really full on, and that's a different part of their brain. But the ADHD is that executive function, which is in every single area of your life, is, I think that, I mean, people know this because I have this podcast, but I think society overlooks that and they just think, oh, they're a bit active.
Yeah, well, see, the thing was that I always thought ADHD was, you know, the current affair version of it. You know, this is back in,
I did
20 years. Climbing the walls. But Nick's is quite different. He has you know, kind of the oppositional component, as opposed to, well, he does have some, you know, obviously the executive functioning stuff, but he, there's a lot of risk taking and all of that. Whereas my daughter, she, her executive functioning is, you know, losing things, you know, very messy room, piles and piles of clothes everywhere, not able to organize some of that stuff. But she doesn't have the same kind of oppositional piece that that Nick has. So,
yeah.
So the early days were very busy.
Yes.
What's the age gap between them both?
3 years and 3 days.
Right. 3 years and 3 days.
21 and 18 in the same year. But, you know, we sort of laughed about that at the time. But of course, you know, we now know that that Nick won't, you know, we won't be sort of hosting a major 21st or anything like. So
it'll just be different.
It'll just be different.
That's right.
Absolutely. Yeah. So So early days. Katya came home from hospital, and that same day we went to our first early intervention.
Yeah.
So that is like, you know, we won't really forget. Leaving the hospital with a baby, heading off to Warooga at the time it was.
That's really big.
That is really big.
Yes.
You're not coming home to spend the day in your pyjamas and have your mum come around and make you soup. You're heading off to early intervention with a sore something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sore lots
very
of things.
Sore something. A very sore something. That's right.
When you got to schooling, was it mainstream? Did you choose a different education setting?
Yeah, look, we so through kinder we had, you know, the best teacher you could ever hope for, and she played a very you know, very important role in this sort of early education. You know, she'd write. We'd have this communication book, and I seriously still have them.
Yeah,
in
I do
my
too.
Box.
Yep, I
yeah,
love them.
And she'd write pages of things about what Nick had done that day, and, you know, challenges and how she dealt with it. And, you know, it was very, she was very good. And look, then we decided this was a kind of a funny story, I suppose. We decided that we wouldn't send him to the local school because we lived in a zone that had a school, but they taught half the day in French.
Oh,
and you just
No.
I'm sure you know which school I'm talking about.
Oh, no, I don't, but wow. I can imagine. Yeah.
And so it was at that point we up and sold our house and moved to Bendigo.
Right.
These are P things.
Yes, these are P things.
I have lots of friends that have moved.
I moved house. Yep.
So up and moved. And we did that because we'd come across a educator within the Catholic education system up in that region who was supporting schools and recommended a school. So we decided, yes, it had a farm, like a farm kind of animal.
Oh, beautiful, yes.
So we thought that, you know, that would help because it was more active and, you know, fresh air and animals. And Nick really loved the animals and, you know, lizards and all of those things. So we, we up and moved. Unfortunately, it wasn't the greatest of decisions. In the end, I was driving back to Melbourne a couple of days a week for work.
It's a long way. For people interstate, it's a couple of hours, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is a couple of hours, So that was, you know, 3 days a week driving.
But you'll do anything to make the schooling time easier, of course.
Of course, yeah. And we lived where we ended up moving to was about 20 minutes drive, half an hour drive from the school.
Right.
And most days I would drop and get, by the time I get home, have a phone call to turn around and go back.
Oh, Michelle, that must have been
so
exhausting.
It wasn't, yes, it was very exhausting. So we ended up moving to a school that was for social emotional behaviour in Melbourne.
Right.
So we moved back.
Yep.
At that point, my husband and I separated and, you know, on good terms. So we made it work well.
Yeah.
But we, Nick went to that school for 3 years. Again, a decision we made was to move him back to mainstream because there were no secondary schools that catered for these, you know, our precious kids.
Yes.
And so, that was a good decision on one hand because he did go back into mainstream and we had a great principal and great teachers. Was good for a couple of years to get him sort of ready for secondary school, but secondary school, the wheels fell off. They haven't actually gone back on yet. So it was a very big turning point for us, the secondary school.
Was it?
And there's just not very good alternative.
There
is
not. It's very slim. It's this or it's that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. So so he did, you know, we got sort of into year seven and it wasn't too long before the suspension letters were coming. And you know, at that point we had some really big mental health issues and mental distress from bullying and those sorts of things. So, yeah.
How did you manage all that?
Oh, gosh, it was like, you're kind of just running around in a bit of a spiral, really.
Yeah.
I remember one day trying to get to a meeting and dealing with, you know, school and, you know, all of that. Unfortunately, at that point, Nick ended up in hospital for quite some time. So it was a bit of a crisis moment, more than a bit. We had kind of, lots of hospital admissions and, you know, all of those things. And, we then tried to find alternative programs.
Right.
You know, but very difficult, you know, and I mean, as I'm sure many parents listening to this will know, when you have a child, you know, that is able in many ways, you don't fit, you know, the the high sort of need schools, no. but you don't fit the mainstream.
There's nowhere.
There's nowhere.
Yeah. It's a terrible.
No.
It is a terrible
chasm.
No yep. man, woman's land.
Yep. It yep. is. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So we were sort of in and out of school really then yeah. for quite a few years. And then we ended up in a VCAL program yep. just pre-pandemic.
Right. COVID's coming. Yeah.
Pandemic is looming.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, pandemic hit and, you know, there was no school yeah. Then for quite some time. So that was our education.
Yeah.
You can't do VCAL online, really.
No.
It's hands-on.
No. I think that they did have some exemptions in the end. You know, as we sort of remember, there were some that, you know, you could get exemptions at various times. But Nick wasn't overly engaged in the program anyway.
Sure. So. Yeah, yeah, got it.
Oh, yeah.
So he was probably happy to, to be kind of out of school. But at the same time, you know, these kids also get quite confused about these rules. And so,
yes,
there's a few funny stories or not so funny stories about, you know, the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a real time.
It really was a real time.
It really was.
Was that around the same time that your daughter then started?
Yeah. She's
time.
Correct. Yeah. So she, that sort of started around about the start of the pandemic pretty much. I suspect it was kind of going into the little.
Yes.
But during the pandemic, it was pretty horrible. It was pretty horrible.
How did you access help for her?
We first of all went to a GP and then paediatrician, but things escalated sort of pretty quickly and there was a bit of a funny time. There was a little break where you could go back to school
and we thought
that might have helped. We ended up in hospital then. And so there was every 2 to 4 weeks we were in hospital for 2 to 4 weeks at a time. Unfortunately, at that time it was also pretty tricky with the young man.
Yeah,
and he also ended up in the hospital. So I had both of them on it at one point.
And then did you have support? Was your ex-husband supportive or friends or family? What did you do?
Yeah, look, my partner would keep the lights running at home and, you know, have dinner ready and the wine ready.
Yeah.
Wine was very helpful.
Yes, whatever works.
Needed it. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. And, you know, friends checking in. It's very hard, right, for anyone to do anything.
It is. When you're in that sort of crisis.
Yep.
Yes.
It is a specific
way
to help you. Yeah.
Mm. One day I did come home from the hospital to find my girlfriend here with soup, wine and chocolate.
Oh, the best.
What a trio.
That was nice.
When someone makes you soup, because it takes time.
Isn't it?
Chopping.
Yes.
Getting the celery and onion ready.
I came home to some chicken and vegetable soup the other day and I nearly cried.
I just thought, wow. What a gift.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's it, right? It's such a gift. And in fact you've made me think this weekend might be soup making.
Yes, definitely. That's right. It's very nourishing and nurturing.
Yeah. It's
it is,
weather.
Isn't it?
I don't want to skim over these because they're all massive, enormous things. But also I want to get to talking about
we could talk about all the things for hours on.
You could have your own podcast, right? Of course you could.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When did you start thinking about the app? Tell us about that idea. Where did that come from?
Yeah. Well, someone was asking me this earlier in the week, and the app has been in on my mind for a while. But like pre-pandemic, when all of these things were happening with Nick, and now you sort of have a very good picture of the journey we've had, I actually started thinking about an in-person thing, and you might, you know, see somewhere lurking in the web Gecko Hangouts, which, so I was sort of picturing something where we could build social connection but build skills.
Right.
And so it sort of started, you know, with an in-person kind of concept around skill building, work readiness type thing. And I was thinking about it because Nick obviously had so much trouble at school, and, you know, I'd heard others having similar experiences. But it was pretty tricky to do that. And
yes,
I, you know, try and build a program, find a venue, all of that.
Fund all of it. Yeah.
Fund all of it. And I'd taken some time off work to support Nick at that point. And so I was using that time to ponder all of this. But it just wasn't the right time financially.
No,
and then,
of course,
within a year, the pandemic had hit as well. So I sort of, I kept the idea in my mind, and I was working in tech by that stage, so in technology and as a HR practitioner, but in technology businesses. So I could see what was possible. And I also always had like a passion for automation and technology. So it sort of just started to come together that way. And I thought, actually, you know, this this idea, you know, to actually connect kids with the same interests rather than diagnosis, and and helping reduce the mental distress. So it sort of started to form that way. And then sort of around the time in one of the breaks in the pandemic, we had
a snap opening.
we had yet another unfortunate incident with Nick where he had been chatting to some people online he was tricked into meeting up with someone who then attempted to grab him.
Michelle.
That's my biggest fear.
Yes.
But then, you know, not only was, you know, that distressing, but because of the response that often is taken by the young man, things escalated
quickly
because, you know, he's embarrassed and, you know, he's upset. And so at that point I thought there has to be a way that I can create a safe place for these people to meet. And so that's why Caboose started to come together, and I finished my corporate job and said, right, I'm going to, instead of finding another job right now, I'm going to give this a So I did not go searching for another job. I thought, right, what can I do? And so I started talking to some people that I knew in the industry to get a first version out to the world.
Right. Wow. And did you, like, did you ask Nick his opinion on it at the,
So
he was a part of
He was a part of that. My daughter and a bunch of her friends, you know, also coming over to look at, you know, designs and logo designs and colours and those sorts of things. And then obviously conversations with other industry. I spoke to people at Amaze and and other parents and so that's kind of the first version was put together, you know, on a very slim budget.
Of course.
I was also very fortunate to get accepted into a program at RMIT, the Activator program, and that was an accelerator program. And so that kind of also spurs you along because you've got accountability partners there, right, you know, presenting each week, right, your updates. So that was really helpful.
That would help, yeah.
You have definitely to get this thing done. Otherwise, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yes, yeah, because all of this was also going on. Of course, I got into that program and got my first version out while Carter was in the hospital. Mm. So it was a bit of a challenging time to launch something.
Sounds like an
understatement.
Extreme understatement. It's a tiny bit challenging.
Oh, goodness, Michelle. You have the most beautiful smile.
I know, you would never know.
This is absolute pea life.
Absolute pea life.
It's a pea life. It is
really, really is.
Because you can't actually tell the truth.
No, so but you can
go,
to us.
Yeah, it was a bit tricky, but anyway, we...
I think people sort of say one of my strengths, and, you know, maybe this is part of the neurodiverse brain, is, you know, to compartmentalize.
Yeah.
So it is very it is a very helpful
extremely
skill.
Extremely. I don't have that.
Yeah.
I could be in a puddle on the floor otherwise.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So with your first version, what was the main things you wanted the app to do?
The main thing was to connect people, like actually match. So, you know, have the kind of key things where you match on your interests. So whether you're into gaming, crocheting, Doctor Who, whatever, that you could match, and be able to do some early chatting. So, you know, we'd love it to be, you know, a more of a, you know, sharing of photos or videos or, you know, those sorts of things. But everything is very expensive to build.
I can imagine.
Yes, please, if anyone's got money, send them to Michelle.
Yeah. We wanted to build the washing app.
We did. Wanted
well
to
out of our reach. So.
Yeah, we want to have a competition where people could put in as many loads of washing that they've done each day and then you'd find out if you were the winner.
Yeah, so. Yeah,
but it was, way too much money.
Well,
but it would have been fun.
Yeah.
It would be a lot of fun.
I know. It was Kate's idea.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it didn't happen.
Yes,
didn't
happen. The washing.
No one's coming to us with
the
money.
No one is coming to us with the money to build the washing app.
Uh-huh.
You know, like when you log in at the gym or you put your Garmin and whatever. Yeah,
yeah, Strava for the runners. Yeah, so we want the washer, the piles of washing.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. The washing.
Exactly, right?
I want some glory when we get gastro in this house. I want glory for the amount of washing I do. But anyway.
I think sometimes I'm washing clean clothes.
Oh, same.
Absolutely.
Oh, like every second day I'm doing it. And I think,
chucked on the
who
floor.
Cares?
I know. Am I going to sort this now?
Me too.
No, I've already sorted colours.
I just go.
I'm like, I am overwashing in this house. Like, goodness.
It smells fresher anyway.
It does smell very nice.
I can't be bothered putting it away, so no one else can. So let's rewash it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, sorry.
We digress. Mm. So.
Chatting was, but to build the, you know, sharing of those things, like, you know, videos and.
To make it like Snapchat or something or, you know.
Yes,
like,
that's what we hope to do. And, you know, at the moment there's a big push to raise capital. A number of discussions and, you know, promoting Caboose to investors. So
yes, sure.
I have all my fingers and toes crossed that we can.
So how did you name it?
Mm.
Did it used to have another name and then you changed it to Caboose? Thank
yes.
you. Because I was like, I'm sure I followed you and then the name changed. Please tell me.
Yes.
I thought I was making it up.
You did. You did, because I think actually I connected with the two P's very early on.
Right, yes,
yes.
So it was called Tribe Finder.
Ah,
So we still use the tagline, Caboose, find your tribe.
Got it, yeah.
There's another story. I'm full of stories, don't I, really?
That's what you're here for.
It's a story podcast.
It's a story podcast.
It is.
So during the Activator program, they showcased all of these ideas. So you know, in their manner. They were advertising it everywhere and promoting who was going through to the finals. And at that point I was getting ready to lodge my trademark and do all of those things. And I got a very strange message via LinkedIn, and somebody had decided they wanted the name. And it wasn't a demand for money or anything, but it was a very suspicious kind of thing. And I ignored it and continued on, but we missed our trademark application by a day. And after, because somebody had taken the name, i.e. the person that contacted me, and so the advice was, you really should change your name. But we were the app was out there. We hadn't promoted it. We'd just been, there's a lot of work behind the scenes.
Yeah, I can imagine. Oh, I can.
And so, yeah, so this was around Easter last year. I went into a bit of a like, oh, my goodness, what am I going to call this thing?
Oh, yes, because the name's so hard. Yeah, once you've got really it, hard. You're attached to it. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's lists and lists of things on my phone still of all the options.
Yeah.
And I spent hours, you know, writing out different things, talking to people. Anyone who wanted to listen would get
even
out.
Even people who didn't.
Here she comes again. Exactly. What name should I tell her? Do I think it's okay? What am I going to say? But shit.
Exactly. I was like, I really feel sorry for everyone around me, including my family, who just kept hearing about, well, what's here? And so Caboose, I was chatting to somebody who does make movie-type things for corporate, so it's sort of a branding-y type person, and we were just brainstorming, well, what do, you know, what could we kind of think of that the autistic kids might, because I went to the kids first rather than, and so we went, okay, what do autistic kids really like? And stereotyping this, so anyone listening, I don't subscribe to this because Nick did not really get into trains that much, but Caboose, as in Caboose with a C, is the last carriage in a train where the crew meet.
Beautiful.
So Caboose is but Caboose with a C is taken by Disney. Hopefully they're not listening.
No, we won't.
I don't think they are listening, to be honest.
I don't think they're listening. Caboose with a K was available. So Caboose. There you go.
That's and it perfect. Was,
it is actually, but it has been a perfect
And we love a bit of improper spelling.
Oh, I love him. We love spelled things spelled incorrectly.
Yes, love it.
Yeah, that's our whole thing.
Right up our alley.
I think just one name is catchy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is, right.
Because, you know, you meet on Tinder or Bumble or, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grindr.
Well, that's
any of them. So Caboose.
One line, one name.
Yeah.
One line, yes. Yes.
Got it.
Well, the lovely friend, an ex-colleague of mine, did all the trademarks pro bono, and she actually said, Michelle, you need one word. Think Tinder, Michelle.
Yes,
and
she was right.
Okay.
Yeah, you did it.
And she was right, yeah. It took several months to get to the name.
Oh, of course.
And then,
then
we had to go. And,
it's a beautiful imagery.
Yeah, it is.
It is, yeah.
So how long has it been out there, Caboose?
So then we started doing the sort of early ads. We couldn't do a lot of advertising because of the funding. So we started advertising about this time last year. So it's been out there for a year.
Yeah.
But still, the version is still an early version. So we haven't been able to do heaps of additional features yet. We're still working on it. Things happening in the background.
Yes.
And all these things, even if you've got the money, they take a lot of time. You've got to, does this work? Does that work?
Yes. And your mothering.
Yeah. And the mothering.
Does it cost or is it free or how does that work?
It's free at the moment.
Get on it,
everyone. I'm hoping that, get on while it's free. We've got about 1,000 people globally. 40%
amazing.
40% in the US, wow. And 20% in the UK. So we've got members everywhere. Right. And I say, yes, get on while it's free, because the next, we've just kicked off some improvements, which are fixing some of the bugs, right, and improving the sign-up process. And so that will happen. And soon after that, we'll try and implement a small fee, because sure, we ask everyone to be verified. And I think that going back to that situation we had where Nick was tricked, we have the verified identity, and that does take quite a bit to manage.
Yeah. I'm really glad you did that, though.
Oh, that's – well, no one would join. Would they? I wouldn't let my kids join. Yeah. So,
no. No. And we, at the moment, we're kind of taking sort of members 11,
right,
13, right through to about 30.
Right.
But we have two spaces. So we have the under 16s and the over 16.
Perfect. Yep.
But we have a wait list of heaps of other people who want to join. But I just, until we get some funding to actually make it secure for all age groups, it's a bit hard to get a 50-year-old on with a 16-year-old.
No, no.
Sort of defeats the purpose. Yes. Especially when you've got a vulnerable group.
The most.
So what have been some of the stories that you've heard about that people have joined and made friends, or tell us some of those success stories?
Yeah, look, I've quite a few parents get in touch, and like even on the weekend I woke up to two messages from the US, you know, where people have said, you know, this is great. I'm so excited to see it grow. We really need this. I'm glad you're giving my son an opportunity to
I've got goosebumps, Michelle. Yeah. It's incredible.
It's really lovely when you, like, you, they're genuine messages.
And you know bee's heart, it pours out when we're so grateful that something like this is life-changing.
And I get people saying, I heard you on the X podcast. I've done a few in the US.
Great.
And so that's a bit, like, really genuine, and it's sometimes hard to kind of portray that when you then share those quotes, you know, as testimonials. I kind of go, but they, like, the feeling I have when wake up to those messages, I go, it's all worth it.
We have that feeling when people review us. They just skim through and read it, but to us every word is precious. Someone's taken their time. They're telling us their truth. And our population of mothers, we're harassed. So to actually take the time to do something, it's because we're really genuinely thankful. We're screaming it out to you.
And then I had some lovely comments from a couple of people who wanted to join a tribe but didn't. At the moment, the version we have, you have to make your own tribe.
Right.
So if you want to, you know, create a peas tribe, you would create the tribe and, you know, invite people to the tribe. The vision is to have some public tribes so that people feel comfortable going in.
Give it a bit of a try.
Give it a try. So I had a couple of people ask, could you create like an animal tribe for us so we can chat about animals and put some people in there? And I'm like, yeah, I can actually do that.
Some of the tribes?
Animals.
Yep.
Yeah.
Moths. Gaming is a big one, of course, and very, you know. But some people have different like games as well.
Yep.
Within that, Doctor Who is also a very popular one. People have some very interesting interests, which you know.
Of course.
Things that I've never heard of and stuff like that. So
my daughter would be Marvel, Lego, Star Wars.
There's a few.
Mine would be Anne of Green Gables, 1985. No one else would join, but
Someone would join.
Someone would join, I tell you. We're out there.
You would find your kindred spirit.
It's like the ballroom dancing.
Exactly.
Yes. The ballroom dancing tribe.
Yeah, I reckon you do. Mm. Oh, the world's your oyster for that.
Oh, Def, that's why the internet's so good.
Yes.
You can find someone who's into your little
it's
niche
magic
thing.
For that.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's what I really, that's my aspiration, is it's about interest. Like, because I look at Nick, for example, and I use him as a, you know, somebody I talk about a lot, that it doesn't, like, just that because he's autistic doesn't mean he's going to get along with anyone else who's autistic.
That's right, of course.
It's a huge spectrum.
Yes.
He has other things on top of it, which you've now heard. But for him, like, the interest is very important. So at the moment, you know, his interest has changed to cars.
Yes.
Whereas when he was little, it was, you know, reptiles and geckos and nails and all of that stuff. So I sort of think it doesn't really matter what his diagnosis is. In fact, it actually hinders sometimes, you know, we've tried to go to groups.
Yes.
But, it actually is way more important that he can have somebody to go fishing with or go for a drive with.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's just finding people that
Your
have
tribe.
Enough common interests.
That's right.
You know? Yeah. Oh. And we're all so different.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing,
it's amazing,
amazing,
Michelle.
You must be so proud.
Thank you. Yes, I am. My daughter keeps reminding me, "Mum, you should be so proud." And I'm like, "Yes, but it's not going fast enough. We have no money. And we have.
Of
we
course.
Need more people."
Of course. Well, the peas will support you. They do every week.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well,
so
I think there's a lot of our community that's crying out for something like this.
Yes.
You know.
I think so too.
Think
and we also have very generous people that, you know, help with money. Mm. You just, we always just put it out there and you just never know.
Mm.
Yeah.
You never know. Yeah, that's right. I've been very fortunate. I'm also part of a program in the US that is all about autistic tech.
Right.
So not many people would have heard about it here in Australia. Mm. I don't think
tell us about it then.
Mm.
Yeah, their program is called Multiple, and they support founders, early stage founders building solutions for the autistic community specifically. It can be from, you know, medical right through to like social through to education.
Wow.
And it's all tech.
So it's
pretty exciting. And I've been shortlisted to present to their investors in a couple of weeks at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, my gosh, Michelle, you're going to get on the coffees.
Well, good thing you're a pea because sleep.
You'll be used to that.
You are used
sleep.
To sleepless nights. You
exactly.
are very used to it.
Exactly.
You'll be like, this is my time to shine, 2 a.m.
Yeah, I'm up. I'm normally in the hospital walking the corridors between the two rooms.
Exactly.
It's not funny, but it's funny.
Exactly.
We have to laugh.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll probably be in bed at 8 o'clock and up at 2.
Yes, that's what I would do. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What a woman. Well,
that'll
wish
be the plan.
Good luck with that. And that's exciting.
So exciting. Oh, gosh.
Exciting.
So many things.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, boy.
But anyone listening who knows of, you know, angel investors who want to, you know, support us, I would be extremely grateful, and I know many thousands of parents will be too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is life-changing.
Yeah, and it's okay to charge a little bit for something like this.
Yeah.
You know, people pay.
Yeah.
I don't know. You pay to park at your local shopping centre, you know.
I had a guy come and fix my washing machine for like $250. He didn't even blink, and I just thought, why?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. So it's okay because you can't do these things for free. The government's not doing it.
No,
no one's doing it.
No.
So,
no.
You know, you're not out to fleece everyone.
No.
You know, it's okay to charge.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're bad at that.
We are bad at that.
So bad at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's right. It comes down to, you know, how we feel about it. But I also say it looks like NDIS would fund.
I was about to say NDIS.
Anyway.
Yes. You could definitely buy
it. If you're
self-managed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Definitely.
And most, I think most people are these days self-managed.
Oh, not me, but I'll get there one day. I'm lazy.
You're not lazy. You I'm just know lazy. Your strengths and your weaknesses.
I do, really. And that's a
very
not mine.
Big strength.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, that's true. Thank you, Kate.
Well, it's true.
Is there anything we've missed that you want to tell the world? Because I'm sure we have missed something.
Oh, look, I just think the only thing with Caboose is you'll see on the website, you know, the talk about mentoring and jobs. That is something that we have aspirations to do as well. But our first goal is to get the community thriving, making, you know, make this module, if you want to call it a module, work first. Next week, well, hopefully even today, I'll be getting out an expression of interest for mentoring and we'll be offering mentoring.
So great.
For the community as well.
Yes. So great. Yeah.
So that's the start of the next kind of phase. But, of course, everything is, ticking along in the background.
Oh,
it's
so
like,
much
you know,
work.
Keep swimming.
Yeah, just keep swimming. You're doing it, Michelle. You're actually doing it every day. You are doing this work and it is like making an imprint in this world.
Incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah.
P women.
Oh, they're the greatest.
Kick ass over everybody else. They just do. We're way better.
I mean, the listeners know that.
Just the women
nearly
I have
every
met
week.
Through this podcast. I'm like, oh, yeah,
I know.
I've seen a need for that. I'll do it.
What the hell have you been doing?
Got any experience? None. But I'll do it.
Well, we will put everything in the show notes.
Yeah,
we will share you. We will cheer you on social media.
We want to hear everything. Send us speak pipes and let us know how things are going.
Yes,
the peas will want to hear.
We can keep in touch.
Yeah.
And, everyone will reach out to you. But congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you. And thanks so much for listening to me ramble on for an hour.
Oh, no, we love it.
This is rambling.
This is what we love.
Maybe we should have been called the Ramblers.
Two ramblers in a podcast.
Everybody's
this is how we roll, right?
This is like, I love chatting with
women. I love it
they
too.
Go off on all tangents and you get back to where you started eventually.
But we also like to hear about, you know, what it was like in those early days because then the listeners trust you.
Yes.
Just like us in the beginning. We told our stories and then the listeners trust that we've walked these paths.
Yes.
Yeah, and lots of lots and of so listeners are walking the path now.
They are.
They're little ones and they're like,
that's
bloody
right.
hell, I'm
and
tired.
Then they think, well, when my kids are 19, am I going to be creating an app? Maybe. Who knows? We don't know what the future has out there.
Yeah, yeah.
So it gives hope and and you're smiling and you look gorgeous.
Yeah, you do.
And
thank you. Thank you.
You know, you're managing and that's really, we all need to hear that.
God,
thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. We will leave you be.
Thank you.
And,
all right.
Thank you so much.
That's okay. Thank you for having me and have a great day.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.